Welcome to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yes, it's true. Ain't no lovin' like the one I got. But get a load of this. Over the years, I've been annoyingly lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy, of course, is when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. Well, my sweet South and North Koreans, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Sure, if you're going to get greedy. Let's see. here's one. Before those jackasses at Reese's reinvented candy in a cup, peanut butter and chocolate had already shown tons of folks the magic of their union, but I digress. Not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas? Then perhaps I could offer this as a podcast of seemingly magical process. I'd call it, Alchemy, did you steal that money from a real bank? Well, after months of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to Alchemy This. Let's meet our group of alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to James Heaney. James, can I call you Chicken Butt?
You can't. No, you can't. You proved it. You couldn't do it. Try it again. Try it again.
Chicken Butt.
Okay. Work on it, right. And then maybe.
Hold the door. It's Craig Kukowski. Craig, if not now, when?
Never.
That's correct.
Never, sir.
Why, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, how's tricks?
Mind your own business.
That's fair. Look out now. It's Vanessa Raglin. Ms. R. Do you ever stop?
Yes, often.
Hey, now. But last, but rarely the least, there's Joseph Greer. Hey, Greer.com, when was the last time?
Great question. I think it was probably like a couple months ago. And
let's get to our first scene, shall we?
Okay.
Open up your secret envelopes. Today's theme, all in a day's work. As he does many a morning, a public defender, played by Vanessa, meets with several newly indicted in county lockup, one at a time.
They said I made an arson.
Oh, I wanted to introduce myself first.
They said I made an arson.
Okay. Well, I'm Jenna McCabe, and I'm here to change the world one interaction at a time. And I've been looking at your file, and you know what? I don't think people are thinking about where you're coming from and what you've been up against, and I intend to remind them. So let's do this.
My name's Scoot.
Okay, Scoot.
I set things on fire.
Oh.
They said I did an arson.
And you did do an arson?
I set a building on fire. If that's an arson, then I don't know what world I live in.
That, Scoot, I don't love breaking the news to you, but that is exactly an arson. I still think that
where you go to school, Jenna McCabe?
UCLA.
UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
University of California.
Yep.
Los
Angeles.
Angeles, okay.
Where did you go to school, Scoot?
I went to McKellen Elementary.
That's a great one.
Then I dropped out to help my mama.
Oh, I'm going to bring that up. What did you help your mother with? I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's a faceless system. There's no heart anymore. We're going to bring the heart back in it. Let's tell your story.
Setting fires.
Oh.
I helped my mama set fires.
Oh, my. Why was your mama setting fires?
Because she liked to watch it burn.
Ms. McCabe, we got a new one for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
Not with you.
Scoot, this was super fun.
All right, I love
I'll
you. I want
to
start a fire
for you. Oh, no.
Hi. Hello. My name's Felix.
Hi. Miss McCabe.
Pleasure to meet you, Miss McCabe. First thing you should know about me is that
Let me just get your file.
Okay.
Felix Anderson.
That's right. At your service.
Let's get into this.
Okay.
It looks like you did a little money laundering. Are accused of that.
Yes. That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct. They say I cooked the books. You can see there's tax evasion accused.
I can see that.
And other things that don't hurt people, frankly.
Right. Law is tricky, but it all matters. So when we go in there tomorrow, are you pleading not guilty?
I mean, I could say I didn't do the things I did. I can tell you this,
okay.
I wouldn't last a day in jail. I wouldn't last a goddamn right. Dale. Dale.
Dale?
Dale.
Who's Dale?
Nothing. Dale. Dale's not my partner. No, nothing. Nothing.
Dale Crenshaw?
Miss McCabe.
Dale Crenshaw?
Miss McCabe?
The head of white collar crime here in California, Dale Crenshaw?
Yes, but I didn't. Yes, that is who that is. I just happened to say Dale.
Did you just admit to working with Dale Crenshaw? What I'm saying is, if you can get me Dale, I can maybe work with you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
No problem.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hey, Dale.
That's crazy to let you out of prison, so quit.
Well, you know, I said, screw off. And then they let me walk out.
Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah. What's up, bud? Just trying to do some white collar crime in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are the white collar godfather.
Are you recording? Are you recording?
Yes. Yes.
This is Jenna in the earpiece.
I know.
You know what?
I know that you are a busy man, Dale.
I am.
I don't want to take up any of your time.
Can't take up my time because I'm taking these people's money. Oh!
That was good. Are you sure you're recording?
Dale, I'm in your ear. We got to get this guy. Get him to talk about it.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
All right.
Follow me here.
Okay.
You and I commit another crime.
Don't go there.
What?
You
go
and
farther.
I...
Felix, go farther.
You and I break the law together and commit another crime. You know, like the good old days. You know, like the first time we added a couple zeros to that lady's check that we stole.
You're saying a little too much, Felix.
Get him
you want
more
him
about
to
the
talk.
Check.
You know, like that time I single-handedly...
No, Felix.
Dale, we're friends. We've known each other a long time. A very, very long time.
Long time.
That's good. Positive.
And we've done good work together, if I do say so myself.
No.
Some of the best.
You've done the best work.
There we go.
You've done the best work.
Can't take all the credit.
You should.
Dale, get him to take off his shirt. Dale, get him to take off his shirt.
I insist.
Felix, get him to take off his pants.
What say we do what we do best, Dale?
I
want to make love.
This is Jenna. No.
Let's make love.
I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry.
What the fuck? Felix?
We make love, Dale. Do you or do you not break laws constantly?
I mean, I guess I turn left when I'm not supposed to.
Is that enough?
What?
No.
Is that enough of a
him on a traffic violation
thing to say to me after all the love we made?
Okay.
Dale?
What? Felix, what?
Remember that time you broke all those laws?
You gotta be more specific.
Is that good?
You gotta be more specific, Felix.
You have to be more specific, Felix.
Felix, what do you mean specific. That one time?
Okay.
Felix. Jenna, this is Scoot in your ear. Get him to start a fire.
Scoot?
We take you now to the courtroom.
Order.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Calm down, everyone.
This is bullshit.
Okay, no more outbursts from you, Mr. Crenshaw. White collar criminal or not, you're gonna remain quiet in my courtroom.
Fine.
Okay, even to say fine.
But how can I agree?
Okay, well...
He could nod.
Yes. When I look at you, you nod, or give me an okay sign. Okay, what are we looking at here, Mr. Prescott?
Listen, he didn't do any of the things. It's circumstantial evidence, at the very best.
Look, it's enough evidence to bring him in here today, okay?
Says you, Judge.
Yes, says I. This is my courtroom.
And are we here?
We are here.
So it's called cooperating.
Okay, let's hear from the...
Judge, just as a reminder, as your bailiff, whenever you want me to step in, just kind of nod at me.
Okay, thanks, Trisha.
You're welcome.
Okay. Trisha will fuck you up.
Is that a threat?
Yep.
No more outbursts from you.
Dale, please stop. Stop. Get off of me.
Okay, let's hear from the state.
How do you do? Jenna McCabe couldn't be here today. She was in a fire this morning.
Oh. That's terrible.
So I'm here in her place.
That is Scoot.
I'm new to the case here, but I've looked over some stuff this morning, and here's the deal. We've got this man on tape admitting to crimes that he committed. Case closed. Thank you very much.
Okay, well...
Not me.
Okay, no more.
Yeah, Dale, please stop.
Look, this is an arraignment, so we're just here to set a trial date.
And, what does arraignment mean exactly?
You are a lawyer, right?
That's correct.
Okay. You're a public defender?
I don't object to that.
Okay. Can we play a little bit of the tape?
Yes, okay. Please. Here we go. And
And so what, huh? Yeah, okay, maybe one time we kissed and I liked it. Who gives a shit about that?
Hold on. It's a weird place to start.
I'm gonna fast forward. I'm going to fast forward, and okay. Here we go.
It's just a rash, okay? It's just a rash. Who gives a crap about what anything? Look, if the one thing
that sound in the background?
I think this was when he and Alex were in the restroom together. There's a toilet flushing.
Alex. Who is Alex?
Alex is a man.
He's a nobody. Don't worry about the name, Judge.
Enough out of you.
Damn, I need you to.
Oh, really, I think he means Felix.
Felix. Felix. This is my first day. Thank
I was
you.
Reading the papers before. I might want to go into law. I don't know. But
good
being
for
in
you,
the courtroom
Trisha.
Has been just invigorating. I love having a gun. Okay.
Thank you, Trisha. Thank you.
Trisha, take out that gun waving around a little bit.
Woo!
Hot towel?
Too yes, hot.
Thank you.
Hot towel.
Thank you.
Hot towel.
Get this.
Thank
away.
You.
Ow, they're hot. It's hot. That's hot.
These are all very hot. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now at cruising altitude, which means I will begin the drink service soon. Obviously, you know that all drinks are complimentary.
Are you okay?
Are complimentary.
Excuse me, are you okay?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Because in case of emergency, we need to be able to rely on this man, and he can't even finish his sentence.
That's right, you're worried? Here for our safety.
I'm just going through something personal, but that will not get in the way of my taking care of you all this afternoon. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the fly.
Excuse me, could you come over here?
Yes, I can help you.
That towel burned my hand. Look at how red my wrist is.
Okay, I did.
My husband's hand is burned.
I'm burned.
He's very badly burned.
Please, give me some sort of, like, cream.
I'll get you some sort of, like, cream. Pardon me. You okay, sir?
I just want you to know. I'm sorry about that.
I know who you are. I'm a huge fan. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm a big, 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 big fan.
What's your favorite song of mine?
I think it's Last Friday.
Last Friday. Oh, for my debut album.
Yeah.
Christmas Always Comes.
Christmas Always Comes. I got to tell you, I don't know if this is too much, but I just... right before the takeoff, I got a text from my girlfriend, and she dumped.
Too much. Too much.
Okay. I just kiss. Well,
too much.
Your
too
songs
much. Too much.
Me.
Too much.
Can I get you a cocktail?
Yeah, you can. And you know what? For the rest of the flight, I want you fucking talking to me. All right?
Thank you very much. What would you like to drink?
Get me
excuse me. Is there a toilet I can use up here?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You cannot come back here. You cannot.
Oh, get her out of here.
I am not leaving.
Get her out of here. Disgusting.
Okay, everybody. I will take care of this.
This is a person.
Yes.
Newsflash. I'm not a problem.
It's
I'm
called a shower.
May I have your name, please? I can't.
I'll tell you my name.
I can't tell exactly what I'm looking at.
Shurente.
Shurente?
That's correct.
Okay, Shurente.
I'm in 56B.
56? How far does this plane
that's
go?
That's all the way to the back, right by the bathroom, but guess
practically
what?
Practically on the wing.
Guess what? The bathroom has a line in it back there, but I have to go like
now. You cannot stand in front of the cockpit. There's regulations that...
I'll stand wherever I want because I'm an American, honey. Look at my eyes. You see the flags?
Listen to me. There is a man on this flight who does have a weapon, and if you get out of control...
Well, I've got a weapon, too.
What?
Think I'm an idiot? I'm flying without a weapon?
Sir, hey, that's a fly swatter.
That's not a fly swatter.
What is it?
That's a fly zapper.
Okay,
boogie,
just
boogie,
use
boogie,
get that
boogie.
Past security.
Oh, why don't you guess, Mr. Rich Man, with your nice shirt with all its buttons?
Hey.
Okay, why don't you
stay
just go,
my shirt.
Go ahead and use the restroom. Everybody else, I will bring you cream.
I apologize in advance.
For what?
You'll see.
Oh,
I'll bring you some a cocktail. I'll bring you some cream.
Boom, boom.
Did you need anything?
Come with me.
That restroom, the first class restroom, was for lovemaking.
Did you ask me or did you tell me that?
I'm telling you. I'll have a hot fudge sundae.
I guess we'll just have to do it here, babe.
I guess we'll just have to do it right here in our seats.
Whatever you want, your first class. I'll be right back.
I'm going to need that hot fudge sundae before I climax.
Okay, everybody, listen up. Look at me. All of you.
He's taking over the plane.
Where's the air marshal?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
You're
geez.
All overreacting. You're overreacting. I just wanted your attention.
Oh, my
freeze,
God.
Motherfucker.
Oh, wait, no.
You put your hands in the air, motherfucker.
You'll get him, Marshal.
I work here.
Kill him. Kill
I
him,
know
Marshal.
You do. That's the quickest way for somebody to get into this goddamn
I was just
plane.
Trying to get their attention,
oh, sure,
Marshal.
Oh, you Terry bastard. Put your hands
what'd
in the air.
What'd you call me?
A Terry
bastard.
Wait, who are you?
I'm just a fan of the Marshalls.
Okay. My hands are up.
All right.
Can ask everybody here. I was just trying to take care of them, right?
Good God, what is that smell?
All right, I'll ask. Sir, you. Is he trying to help you or is he a terrorist?
He let some vagabond into the lovemaking bathroom.
Son of a bitch.
And I've asked two times now for a hot fudge sundae.
Twice?
Yes.
I actually have the ice cream scooped. I can show you right now.
You make me fucking sick.
Just follow me and I'll show you.
I'm following you. Put you, keep it.
Oh no!
Shh, go to sleep. No! Go to sleep.
Oh!
Somebody about to get their ass zapped up in here.
You're now inside the cockpit as the two pilots are having one hell of a flight.
I'm going to press this button right here.
Let's see what it does.
All right, let's see what it does. And then why don't you turn that knob over there?
Turning knob three notches to the right.
Turn it the other way. I'm going to press this little button over here.
Girl from Ipanema.
They haven't called me that in years.
Tower to flight 242. Tower to flight 242. Can you hear?
This is I'll take it. This is flight 242.
We just saw your plane just do a little twisty turn. Just want to make sure everything is all right.
Yeah, copy tower. We're just doing a couple twisty turns for fun, and we're gonna roll it over and head it on out to the left.
That's right. We are.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a press and a wiggle. And, Rick, I got to say, I love being on your team. Oops.
Well, it's good to be on your team, Marjorie. No, that's fine. No, that's fine. You wiggled, and you wiggled the wrong one.
Whoops. All these buttons. I just think there's nowhere like the sky.
Oh, it's beautiful.
There's nowhere like the sky. People love the ocean. I love the ocean of the sky, which is the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like swimming in clouds.
Sure is.
It is.
Twist that one. How are things at home?
Not good. Getting divorced.
Same here.
Yeah. It's tough. They don't understand.
No, they don't understand. Sky life.
In the air. Nope. Sky life.
Sky life.
You been through Dallas-Fort Worth lately?
It's been through me.
Oh, you went to that Chili's to go. That's
I
right.
sure did. Let's go up for a second. Let's turn
up.
It up.
Let's see.
Pull it on that.
Meanwhile, back in the back of coach, another flight attendant is handling the passengers there.
We've only been compliant. We've only done what you've asked.
I'm asking you now to hand me that baby.
We've met all your demands, please.
Give me the goddamn baby.
No, Richard,
I'm
staying
just gonna
with
take
me.
It from you.
He's attached to my breast.
Ew, gross. Give me the baby.
Squirt.
Ugh, that's in my eye.
I'll go up. I'll take the baby's place.
You're going to take the baby's place in the overhead compartment?
Yes.
Jim, no.
No, he's done it.
Okay,
he
should. I do want.
Fine. Here.
Chelsea, I love you.
I love you so much, Jim.
Pardon me, sir. What's a, I see you were sleeping. I didn't mean to wake you. What's a, I'm doing the crossword here. A three-letter word for bird down under?
Three-letter word, emu.
Emu.
E-M-U.
So...
Excuse me, you're going to have to give me that pen. You're not qualified to have a pen on this plane.
What does that mean?
It means you can't have a pen.
Give me my pen.
Give it to me.
My dad gave me that pen.
This could be used as a weapon. Poor people are making do with weapons, makeshift weapons all the time.
I'm not
poor. What do you mean poor people?
We're not poor.
What do you mean you're not poor?
I can afford to fly.
Can I get some water?
No. No water.
Jesus.
There's a bathroom in the back. You can use the sink.
Hey. Are you calming down yet? You just tell me when you're calming down, and then I'll calm down.
Get your...
No.
Mouth off my neck.
I'll put my mouth wherever I want around me. Hey, all of y'all Sunday-eating mother suckers.
Hey.
Welcome to your new first class.
What the hell?
What do you mean, what the hell?
Well...
I took down the bad guy, so you're welcome.
That was a very good job here. Now, you got to give me back my gun.
I don't think I do, sir.
Listen, Patriot, I see flags in your eyes. Give me my gun back.
Hey, have you ever read the Smicken Amendment?
I mean, I get the gist of it. It's the right for you to give me back that gun.
That's
that's the wrong interpretation.
I got to do this secret knock to let the pilots know we're in trouble.
Secret knock? Okay. What's he talking about?
And just flip that one over there, see what that does.
Oh, you will not believe what Damon said to me before.
What did Damon say?
He said, "Oh, are you going back to the air?"
That sounds just like Where Damon. I mean, I've never met him.
No, but you've met him. You get
I feel like I have. You hear a knock? You hear a knocking sound?
Oh, I know a good one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Listen, everyone back from 32 to 56. Listen up. We're taking over this plane.
Yeah!
All right? We've had enough of this shit, all right? This is our plane, goddammit. We make up the majority of it. We should have the rights.
Listen, you don't seem to understand.
You shut the hell up.
I'm a flight attendant. If you guys all rush to the back, we're
going to... water.
We're going to get water, and we're going to get water first out of your body.
Yeah.
Wait. What's going on? I was asleep for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's point of contention? Point of contention.
How many letters?
It's six, and there's an R in there.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. But that was for sure emu, because it's messed up my other one.
It's got to be emu. These are simple crosswords. Oh.
Me no smarty.
Is that a clue?
All right, everybody get up! Get up!
Get up! Get me!
Suck all the water out! Suck all that water out!
Hey. Get a hold of yourself. If you guys take all my water, who's going to help me?
Oh, help us, Shurnte. What are you doing? Help us.
I'm sucking him.
Shurnte, you're our leader. Tell us.
What they all said to suck the guy. I'm just getting all the water out. Now it's pretty dry, so.
This is your captain speaking. We're cruising up to 35,000 feet.
And this is your co-captain just coming on to say, enjoy the ride.
Wish you guys could see the view that we're seeing from up here.
It's beautiful.
Clear and beautiful, and it's the handiwork of God.
We believe in a magical, powerful God who created everything for us, and hey, word of solace, everything's going to be okay.
We know we're supposed to get you into Oakland around 6:05 in the p.m., but it's so beautiful up here, we may just stay up here.
We got a strong headwind, and we're not in the mood to fight it, are we, Rick?
No. I'm bleeding from my head!
Everyone eat his heart!
Okay, I guess I'll eat his heart.
Everyone eat a piece of his heart.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you again.
One last one.
It says fencing sword.
Epe. It's always epe. What? E-P-E-E.
That's a word?
That's a crossword word.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. Thank you.
We take you now to the FAA hearing for the two pilots.
So, from the black box, we hear that the knock was delivered four times.
Okay. Well, it wasn't the secret knock that that I was familiar with.
Let's play the tape again of the knock.
Oh, yeah? Damon said that?
Yeah.
Oh,
he did.
That sounds like him.
Damon.
Yeah. I mean, I've never met him in real...
No.
So, that was the secret knock. That was it.
I was still listening to us talking.
Yeah, we were talking at the time.
We're pretty sure that's what happened, is you weren't listening to the knock.
Correct. Absolutely.
I understand the secret knock is two quick raps to get our attention, and then four longer raps.
Okay.
I also thought there was a graphic accompanying the knocks. I understood that our screen would show a graphic when we got the emergency knock, and our screen was just clear skies. And we shaved 2 minutes off that arrival time.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Started in Oakland at 6:03 in the p.m.
Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Cloudy skies.
And the baby in the luggage rack survived. So.
That's right. Everybody won.
Everybody won.
You ready for your first witness?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Shurnte, come on in.
This is nice. All these benches. I've never seen so many benches.
Can I
sit in the bench or am I supposed to sit in the box?
In the box, please.
That's going to make me feel weird. I do not like boxes. Okay, I'll sit on the floor.
It's perfectly safe to sit in the box.
I do not want to sit in the box.
Please put your right hand upon this Bible, please.
It's missing some of the fingers, but it still does the job.
Left hand up, please.
Which one? Left hand.
Anyone up is fine.
Yeah. I'll just put both my paws on the book. Okay. Nothing to hide and nothing to lie for.
Great, that's what we're going to say. So repeat after me, please. I swear to tell
the truth.
I didn't finish.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Or else I'll die. Stick a tiger in my eye.
That's not the oath.
I think that'll work.
Will it?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a liar.
Ralph, are we okay?
Did she say stick a needle in her eye?
I don't know if that's
a
woman.
Stick a tiger in my eye.
Stick a tiger in her eye.
Is that a woman?
That's the saying.
I don't know if that's a
Ralph, are we good? Because before we can continue...
Why do y'all care what I am?
I don't.
Why are y'all even caring about what I am right now?
Man, you're not supposed to ask that anymore.
Okay, let's get to this.
Let's get to this, honey. I'll tell you everything.
Okay. Okay. It says here on the.
I'm sorry. That's my phone. That's probably my boyfriend. And yes, I have one. He is also cute.
Let her answer her phone.
Can I?
Sure. Yeah, fine.
Hey, Therese.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm in courtroom. There's benches everywhere, baby.
You said you're going to be home by noon.
When am I going to be getting home?
This could take probably, it's probably take about 45 minutes. So by
can
noon?
Can you just give me a time?
Noon.
Noon. It's looking good.
All right, because your kids are already crying.
Well, give them some of the, look up in the cupboard.
Yep.
There's some high C.
High C.
Under the high C. Wait. And some breads.
Oh, there it is.
Give them all, put it all to mix it together, put a hot dog on top of
for
it. Tell them mama
kids?
Loves them, okay? And oh. Yes, I'm a mama.
Okay. Excuse me, pilots, where are you two going? You're not through here.
We're just going to take a quick break in the Admiral's Lounge.
Want to take a look out the window with the beautiful blue sky.
We will be back.
Are you going to let them go?
I don't know, Ralph. I feel like you and I aren't good today.
We're not good together. My daughter is nearly half your age. And you've been dating her.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're coming back for this.
You guys are on break, I thought. This isn't public knowledge. He's dating my daughter.
Okay, she's legal age and love see no age. So
She's 21 years old and you have a different.
I mean, she's 21. You know what I mean? She's
I know exactly what you mean.
When I was 21, I had all my teeth and the world was mine to lose. So we've all been there, honey. Just give her time.
It's just to me, it distracts me from work. And every time I hear him open his mouth, I just think about punching him in the mouth.
Well, punch him in the mouth.
Punch me in the mouth, Ralph.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think everybody here wants to move on with our day.
Absolutely.
I gotta be home by noon.
Okay, so go ahead and give me one.
All right. Can you open your mouth?
That seems extreme. I don't know. Okay, fine.
Is there a judge?
Well, that does feel a lot better.
All my fucking teeth, dude.
Uh-oh. I did eat the guy's heart, just if we're going to get to that, but I was told to by the other guy in 42B. He told me to eat the heart. That's the only reason I ever even ate it.
Can we take a look at the flight simulator? Because that's always so cool when they show.
I'd love to see the
I'm sorry. Really I've cool. really hurt him. I'm so sorry. You are bleeding all over.
This reminded me of the flight right now. Last time I seen that much blood.
Okay, let's use that.
We ate it okay. the last time.
All right, we'll use it.
Okay, so how does my bloody mouth remind you of the flight?
Because we were all eating that one guy.
We take you now to another FAA interrogation where those two officers of the court are being interviewed by two more.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You punched him in the mouth?
He gave me permission.
Every time you two are involved in any kind of deposition or prosecution or any kind of just information gathering, you fuck it up.
No.
Several hundred cases have fell through the fucking cracks because you two can't stop but bicker and jaw at each other.
Well, I feel better now.
Yeah,
I feel like that's an exaggeration of how many losses, but I feel like we really ironed out the kinks.
Okay.
You're keeping good pilots on the ground, and you're putting bad pilots in the air. That's what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. How many stewards need to get eaten alive before this is taken seriously?
Speaking of which, are those Hershey Kisses for everybody?
No, they're not for everybody, okay? Duncan brings them in, and they're
his. I bring them in.
All right.
May I have one?
No.
I want to suck on something. My mouth hurts.
Because you got punched in the face.
Six teeth are gone.
All right, you can take just one of the basic Hershey Kisses.
Okay.
I want to swirl.
Who is this young girl that keeps passing by the window? Does anyone know who this little girl is?
That's my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? That's the little girl?
She's 21.
She doesn't look 21.
Oh, dude.
She does not look 21, for the record.
Young. She looks young.
Are there snacks in here?
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby, come here.
Oh, my God.
Hi, come here, give me a kiss.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, the Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, my God.
Can I have a Hershey's Kiss, please?
Oh, holy
shit. Please, can I have a Hershey's Kiss?
I guess, little girl, you can.
Don't call her little girl. She has a name.
That's my daughter.
That's his daughter.
My name is Becca.
Becca?
But you can call me Baby.
Becca, how old are you?
21.
She showed me with her hands. She showed me with her hands.
I did flash them twice and then add an extra pinky.
Okay.
That's right. She keeps me young.
I'm sure.
Keeps me young. You know, when she sleeps at night,
sucking some of her breath.
Like, okay. Like right, Becca, do us a favor. Why don't you hang out outside? We have some toys out
there. Oh, sure. I saw their little puzzles. I love puzzles.
That's great.
Look, 17 human beings and also a flight attendant died on this plane, and you weren't able to successfully come to any conclusion about what happened?
That's embarrassing. You're right.
Have you interviewed the pilots? They are...
Fantastic people.
Fantastic people.
Beautiful yeah. people.
Beautiful people.
Beautiful.
But imagine yourself waiting for a secret knock that's pretty, let's be honest, similar to a regular knock at the same time.
That was the point, though, I think.
That, yeah, because otherwise, if it was super secret, everybody would know. I mean, but maybe that's an internal
Okay, you're clearly
flaw.
Contradicting your own point right
I,
now. In the
I'm
moment.
Just saying that that's the secret knock, and these guys were looking at God's magic in the sky.
God's magic?
What?
Did you run
Are you
this,
laughing and scoffing at God's magic?
I'm laughing and scoffing at the fact that you're bringing up God's magic.
Okay, let's not bicker too much. I have some in-flight recording I like to play.
Sure. Wait, why was this brought up earlier?
Because you were talking to Becca, my mouth hurts.
We take you now into the heavens where God is getting his first magic lesson from the great Larry.
Okay, so how do I make clouds? Larry?
Well,
I don't know how to work this thing.
I can kind of show you how to do
Fuck
a card thing.
Load of buttons,
thing.
Larry.
I can do a card thing if you want.
A card thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Making clouds just. I'm a magician.
My kid told me you could teach me to make magic, and what I want to do is make fluffy clouds that look like animals.
Right, right.
So, which fucking button do I push, Larry?
The fluffy animal button.
Oh, right. Wow. Oh, I could have fun with this, huh? God, look at the cosmos.
You say God too?
Oh, yeah. We're more alike than you would think, Larry.
You made me in your image.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah. Would you like to see that card trick?
You know, I've sort of seen it all, but if you want to do it,
yeah.
I'm a tough crowd. I'm just warning you.
Okay.
You know, I made life, so, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Right.
Let's see if I can trick.
I thought of platypus. That was just for fun.
Yeah.
So let's see your little trick.
Okay, pick a card.
Two of clubs.
Oh, no, don't.
I can see through them. You don't want me to?
No, don't
okay.
see through them.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? Please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Teenagers, huh?
Yeah.
How old
He's
is
33,
he?
33,
but. 33?
He's a handful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He just.
Keeps me on my toes, but my toes are in the sky.
Hello. excuse me. Pick a card.
That one.
Okay. Shuffle these up real quick. How's your day?
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any plans later on?
Oh, yeah. You
Split
know.
The deck? Okay. Nope.
Oh, too much?
Yeah. It was beautiful, but.
Sorry. Mortal style.
Can I get a?
There you go.
Oh, you made it back again.
Yep.
Okay. I got to reshuffle. I don't know where this.
It's right there.
Yes, it is. Okay, that's the trick. So.
Oh, Larry.
It's kind of less impressive. God.
That's so good.
What's okay.
The great Kazamo seems to have had a heart attack. I think we can get him back to life. Quick, CPR. Clear.
What are you doing?
What is he doing?
I'm trying to do CPR. I don't know CPR.
Get off. You're humping his face.
I think it's staying alive. Staying alive.
Push.
Okay, somebody else get this magician alive.
The children are crying, by the way. They're screaming.
I'm just going to go back to the party. I'll handle
okay,
the kids.
Thank you so much.
I hope
thank
the great Kazama's okay.
Thank you. I love you.
We take you now to a downtown bar as an NRA lobbyist meets individually with several congressmen and a senator about backing their individual campaigns. Who are the gin tonic?
Yeah, that's me right here.
Okay.
Thank you. And these nuts are free, right?
Yep.
Great.
Look, you need something. I got the something. We go over this every freaking year. We'll take care of it.
I just want to serve my constituents. And they're all gun owners. So I just want them to feel taken care of.
I take care of you. That's what I do. I always take care of you.
Well, now everybody's talking about these kids that are out there protesting and is raising a big stink.
Fake news. It's fake news.
I know it's fake news, but everybody's talking about it.
All right, but then pretty soon they won't be talking about it, and then we're fine.
We're supposed to be talking about the amount of money that's going into your pockets.
My pockets.
That should be coming back into our pockets.
Okay, so
we're passing legislation and laws that make your job very cushy, sir.
I do believe the parameters have been made clear, sir.
So will you explain to me one more time? I'm giving you money.
You give us money. You line our pockets so we pass legislation to make your pockets bigger.
How are my pockets supposed to help you if you haven't helped my pockets?
I am happy to help your pockets.
Everybody's scratching each other's backs.
Okay. So specifically with my organization.
Say it.
The NRA.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if I line your pockets, what do I get?
That's a great question. And okay. As a senator, I believe I can pass it on to my friends here to tell you.
All right,
you
who's ready to put in a drink order?
I will put in a drink order.
Yes, what can
sir?
I have, sir?
I would like a glass of tequila. Your ass deported, sir.
I'm going to piggyback on that, but add an Arnold Palmer to the bill.
Of course. And you, sir?
I want a big bowl of nuts.
Coming right up.
Now.
Let's get to it.
You line our pockets with that greenback so we can then pass the legislation that makes your job and your lobby easy.
Okay.
Why are we explaining this? This is
why
insane to me.
I'm new.
Frankly, I'm new, but I'm hungry.
I'm hungry,
except
too.
For you. You and I, we've established that there's history here.
We have animosity between us.
That's right. That's right. I'm here to.
If you're hungry, then why aren't you eating your nuts? I'll eat your nuts.
All of you. I'm a senator. God damn it.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's moisturizer.
Is that what that is?
And it's also peace. I'm on the right side with God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
How can I help you?
I'm going to need a lot of money, honey.
Okay, I got my checkbook right
there
here.
There we go. $3 million.
You know what? I'm gonna.
He doesn't quite.
That's your personal checkbook.
I'm gonna add one extra zero. What do you say?
That's gonna make that a
$30 million.
If I'm not correct.
You got that much money in your personal account?
One extra zero.
Oh, 300,000.
Oh, 300 million.
Wow. Oh,
I'm trying to get to a billion.
Okay, you're writing a fake novelty check, is what you're doing.
If you're trying to get to a billion, you're gonna have to add another zero, honey.
Okay.
Okay. Which one of you had the tequila?
I did, sir. Okay. Strange, you are still in this country.
And the bowl of nuts was for you, sir.
Did you remember my
nuts?
I outrank all these people.
Arnold Palmer.
That's right. Thank you so much, honey.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Here is your check.
Did you know that lemon wedges have more germs than anything else in a restaurant?
I have heard that.
Now, what's it going to take?
Thank you for the check, by the way. Well, $3 billion, all right.
To make you happy.
What's it going to take to make me happy? Well, son, I think a lot more than that fancy pen and that piece of paper with numbers on it.
Okay, you tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Now, I've asked your lobby.
Yeah.
Your organization.
It's not a lobby.
The National Rifle Association.
It's an association.
To come to my house and hang out. And no one from that association has graced their presence on my doorstep.
That's downright disrespectful.
Looks like we got ourselves a problem, a hospitality situation.
I represent 400,000 Americans, all voters, all of them gun owners. Now, how would you feel if all of them decided to say something, you know, that they weren't going to vote and something to that effect.
You got to keep the momentum going.
I understand.
Yeah, we wouldn't like that.
It's so hard to imagine what they might say.
Exactly.
That the congressman is having problems.
You don't have to expressing make this easier
it.
For him.
Yeah,
I'm even having a problem expressing his lack of expression. That's how difficult
and listen,
this whole situation is.
And listen, as a senator, I've seen this sort of thing time and again, and I just have to say that, well, I actually have a check for $3 billion. I am doing okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Congressman.
Bye, guys.
Nobody. Oh, you leaving?
Can't get better than $3 billion.
Good luck.
I'm in room 112 if you're
all right, I'll see you there, honey.
Terrific.
We take you now across town to Larry's House of Guns, where the owner is trying to explain some new purchase rules to several customers one at a time.
I can't just sell you this gun because this goddamn Obama passed some laws through. And I'm going to have to ask for some additional things from you, okay? First, ID.
You know me, Larry.
I know you, but it's part of the law, so I got to ask for your ID. Show me your ID.
Well, I didn't bring my ID with me. I came to get a gun.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Josh. You can't have one.
Y'all got any night crawlers today?
Yeah, night crawlers are out in the back.
Thank you.
Hey, so you have to show an ID to get a night crawler?
Night crawlers aren't guns, Josh. Night crawlers, you can't.
They're the same thing.
It's close.
Hunting and fishing?
Yeah.
They're bait.
All right, fine, Josh. I'm going to sneak you a gun, but next time, I want you to bring your ID, and you got to follow the law so I can follow.
Does his ID work for me?
Gary!
Does his ID work for me?
No, you got to get your own ID. In fact, I'm not going to be able to give this gun to you now, Josh, because now Gary's a little goddamn snitch.
Ugh. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Hey, my bad.
Just go get yourself.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
You go fishing?
No, I'm a shooting man.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What about a rifle? Can I get a rifle?
No, you need to get... Listen, I hate to say it, but you got to have an ID for any of these things.
What
so
the
bring
hell?
Me an ID.
All right. Well, let's just make it simple and just give me 3 assault rifles
there
and we'll call it a day.
I can't sell you anything without an ID. Josh.
Pardon me.
Gary.
Pardon me. Hi, I would like a gun, please.
You look pretty fancy. Oh. Let me see your ID.
There you are.
You're from Illinois.
Yes, I'll take a Glock, please.
Fuck you.
Is there a problem?
I can tell. You don't want
it. Hey, some of these worms are dead.
You're going to put them in the water to
kill
fish.
No, a fish won't eat a dead worm.
Hold on.
I want my money back. Can you do a refund? Can you do a refund?
No, I can't do no refund.
Hey, fancy guy, some of my worms are dead.
How can I help you with that?
I need a refund.
Wait.
How much do you need?
This cost me $350.
All right, here's a $5.
Okay, now that's how you
what
do
you
business.
You need that Glock for, narc?
Yeah. Well, I'm a narc.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See, you just failed the second part of the test. First is the ID. Second, I'm supposed to annoy you. See how angry you get. Now you told you you're a narc. I'm not giving you no gun.
It's my job. Gentlemen, how can I help you?
Well, my car don't have much gas in it, and my roof's all tinted up.
I mean within the store.
Oh.
Give me $5 for $350 worth of worms.
You need a gun?
I'd like a couple.
I'm looking to get a gun as well.
All right. Let me pull up my app here. I will take a picture of you, and I will print you up an ID right now.
Well,
yeah. How's that sound, boys?
Actually, that kind of solves a lot of my problems. I thought you were a narc.
I am.
Wait a second.
I don't think
Wait
I know what
second.
Narc means.
Well, a narcotics
What app
officer.
Is that?
I tell on people. I tell on bad guys. I narc all the time. I'm a narcotics officer.
Oh, I narc. I say stuff.
All right, there you go. Cool.
Wait, here, Gary, what do you say?
Say cheese.
Chills.
You said chills. There you are. Sir, say cheese.
Chills.
There you are.
I don't need one because I already just got worms. I didn't even need my ID for that.
Let me see your ID.
I ate it.
All right, here. Look at me.
Okay.
Say cheese.
Cheers.
There you are.
Oh, this is good. Cute. Yeah.
Listen, Bert, you're coming in here giving everybody these damn IDs. Who you going to narc on? You going to narc on me for taking these IDs?
I'm going to narc on people who aren't giving guns to people.
Oh, yeah? Well, I thought you were some sort of damn snowflake from Illinois.
We take you now only 200 yards away, but out into the woods. As pairs of deers, bears, and rabbits are on the lookout for hunters.
Oh, no. I hope they don't catch us. Oh, no. It's so cold out here.
They're going to catch us. They're definitely going to catch us.
I just don't understand. I don't have any meat in my bones anyways. Why do they want to kill me?
They don't care. They just want to kill me.
Oh, they're monsters.
Before we're dead, I want to tell you, the last 2 weeks have been really special.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun, too.
Oh, we had so many babies.
Oh, they grow up so fast.
Yeah.
Here come 2 bears.
Man, I'm just so goddamn hungry all the time, man.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And really tired.
Yeah.
And tired of looking for food. It's exhausting.
Maybe, you know what? I say fuck it. Let them take us out.
What?
I mean, I'm done, man.
Rob, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm done, man. Eating, sleeping. What the hell? One of my kids is always going to die. You know, I know that. It's just how it goes.
Look, traditionally, we work alone, but the two of us have been inseparable.
It's been a fun ride.
It's been a fun ride.
Fun ride.
And would you, I mean, look, would you get a salmon? Like, yeah. when one of them, like, jumps up against the stream, like, yeah. right in your paws,
yeah.
you know, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, God's magic, you know?
It's God's magic, you
know?
Exactly.
Guys, I know I don't usually talk to you guys, but watch out.
What? Oh, this is it. This is it. Marshall, it's mine. I'll take this. Get on a run. I got it.
I got one of my sights.
Take the shot.
I do this for God.
Take the goddamn shot.
I do it for Marshall and all the little bun buns.
What's he waving at?
Oh, I'm having a hard time getting some momentum going.
Marshall, run!
He's not running.
I'm trying to run.
This one's right in my face. It feels
you
weird.
You shoot me. You pull that trigger. You shoot him, pink son of a bitch.
No, you got him. Nice shot.
No!
I'm looking for the rabbits.
The other one's coming back. Wait, the other bear's coming back.
Oh, okay.
Back.
Get away from me, Marshall! You leave him alone,
Marshall,
you son of a
late.
Bitch!
It's too late, he's dead! Marshall,
no!
Marshall, they're doing a lot of growling, a lot of...
Go for one of the rabbits.
Okay. You son of a bitch!
I'm gonna go in this hole here.
Now you miss, you fuck. Oh, no, don't please!
Oh, man.
Nice shot.
Feeling good. Okay, we got two more.
Come back to base.
All right, you sure? Hey, you sure?
Absolutely.
So you and I are good then?
Yeah, we're rocked.
Because when I left, you were like, then you'll come back.
That's why I'm asking you to come back now.
Should I drag this bear?
Just bring the rabbit.
Just the rabbit? just want to clarify, just the rabbit?
Yep.
Okay.
Marshall.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, they're going to collect me soon, I know it. They're going to put me in some wall.
They're going to make you a trophy. You are so much more than that.
I'm so cold.
Oh, I'm here. I'm keeping you warm.
Promise me you're going to love this forest.
Huh? I will always love this forest.
Wait, I forgot my keys. I got to go back for something real quick.
Okay, cool.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, shit.
I'm mauling you.
I'm going down.
Take him with you.
Good idea.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Hey, not so fast. Thump, thump, thump.
Oh, thump him. Thump him. Thump the shit out of him.
I got this little rabbit giving me this cute little fuzzy pats on my neck.
All the forest animals descend upon him.
And we go back to heaven for God's conversation with the hunter.
Not looking great here, buddy.
Why is that?
You were killing some of my creatures.
Okay, well.
Love my creatures.
Eye for an eye? Huh?
Doesn't apply to my creatures. They didn't take your eye.
No, but one of the bears killed my son.
When? I don't have that.
You didn't see that?
I totally missed that. I don't even have you as having a son at all.
Oh, that's
weird.
You
know, a lot of our stuff got wet last week.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we missed that. I mean, if the bear indeed killed your kid, then we have a case. But what about this adorable bunny?
Well, you know, I was. I don't have no
answer. Okay, buddy, you're going to hell. I'm so
straight
sorry.
Up, just for the bunny.
Nope, just down to hell. Goodbye.
God, I'm saying just because of the bunny.
God, you're 4 o'clock here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't have time to get into why. I just kind of go with my gut sometimes. I hate you. Bye.
Excuse me, I just want to say, I don't know if you're responsible for all this honey here, but this is fantastic.
You're welcome. I want to
so
say,
good.
Great mauling.
Thank you.
I love it when you fight back.
I mean, I was just defending my
territory
and my friend. You were
defending your friend, and that's why you're here.
All right.
Yeah, your friend is not here because he didn't value life enough.
Welcome to hell, man. Welcome to hell. You're fucking hell, man.
Oh, no.
Look, you got a little dick right now.
I'm a late surprise hell.
I can do an arson whenever I want to down here.
How your heart looks delicious, mind if I snore.
Oh, get it back.
Oh, man.
Oh. This is what hell is, man. It's a lot of this, man. More of this.
Feel free to get me a hand job and a hot fudge sundae whenever you want.
Man, look at that.
That goes for me, too.
Oh, man. This is hell, man.
Yeah. I hate it here.
It sucks, dude, but I love it.
This hot fudge sundae is melting.
I can think of no better way to conclude this episode of Alchemy This. Let's go around the table real quick to say thank you. James Heaney.
Yep, that's me. On YouTube at The Real James Heaney.
Well, thank you so much, buddy boy. Vanessa Ragland, what do you got?
Thank you.
DynastyTypewriter.com.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Jerry Gergama?
You can check us out at Bear Supply.
Uh-huh.
Every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Can I?
West Side Comedy Theater.
Krakus?
At CACKOWSKI.
Thank you. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to West Side Comedy, westsidecomedy.com. A lot of us here on this program do a lot of shows there and or watch shows, and we just love that theater so much.
One of my favorites. Rafael Brito. What's the name of that?
The Side Project.
The Side?
The Side.
No, no, D-Side.
D-Side.
Which side are you on, Project?
No.
Nope.
D-Side.
Okay.
D. Oh, like A like side, B side, C side. C-side.
No.
D-Side.
Like, I will decide this.
Decision oh. Project.
Yes. No, not the decision. What? Who gives a shit, man? You don't have a mic. Okay. It's just.
Dome. And everybody at How Stuff Works Network, write to us at your name here at Alchemy This. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us as many suggestions as you'd like us to perform and mix up. Yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. I want to thank all the participants. And until next time. Alchemy This.